On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team opened up their season last week with practice. And also had two players named preseason All-Americans, pitcher Logan Callis and catcher and first baseman Zach Braun. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were a second-team postseason All-American last year. I know most people don't go into a season or go into a collegiate career hoping to become an All-American, but now that it's happened, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's definitely a dream come true. You know, I've worked to become where I am today, and it's definitely a real honor to be given such an award like that.
Talk about your progression here from your freshman year until now, how much more comfortable you are, how much more productive you feel you are.
Yeah, coming in my freshman year, I was really nervous, you know, big conference like what we're in, and it's definitely a lot easier coming in knowing what we're going to do and how we're going to progress, and I definitely feel more comfortable being a part of this team and being in this conference and how we play and how we go about things.
You know, Mike Piazza might be the rare exception of a very offensive catcher. Your job is to just catch the ball and be a defensive guy and be a leader on the team. How happy are you with the offense that you are able to chip in to?
I'm extremely happy. You know, I've always been more of a hitter than a defensive player, but I work very hard, you know, with my defense, and it's always nice to be rewarded with an offensive year like that.
What's it like working with this group of pitchers? How well do you know them? How much trust do they have in you of calling a pitch and in a location and sticking with it?
It's awesome working with these guys. You know, I've worked with most of these guys for 3 years now, and I'm pretty comfortable with each pitcher and what to call, and they trust me to make the right decision, and they put it in my hands. So I'm honored that they trust me like that.
How much more confidence does the coaching staff have in you in letting you call a game or call an inning? Or, I know that Tim calls a lot of pitches, but how much do they give you that freedom?
It's nice, you know. It's just one less thing they have to worry about, and it's nice to know that they trust me enough to let me call a game and at this high level, and I love to do it.
You guys have been practicing inside. You will for about a month before you finally get some games at the Metrodome the end of February. But what sorts of things are you guys working on?
We're working on a lot of swings right now, mostly offensive. But we get some time in our rec center to take some grounders, work on defense situations, and I think it's a big help. So we're ready and prepared to go into a season right into the Metrodome. So.
As a catcher, you obviously need to get some work in with the pitchers beforehand, but how much are you trying to give your body a little bit of a break here in this first month, knowing that you're going to get beat up here once the season starts?
Yeah, it's every downtime I have, I spend it either on the couch or, you know, in bed trying to get some sleep, but, you know, you got to be out there every day working hard to get better, so.
What hurts the most? Knees, back, arm, wrist, getting foul balls off of them? What is it?
You know, my knees are taking its toll, but our trainers do a good job of keeping us up to par and taking good care of us, so happy to have them.
Again, congratulations on the honor and good luck in a month.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.